Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is hit by the pitch. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Mincher moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rudy hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. Campaneris scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-1 in the game. Ratliff hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Duncan moves to second. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to third for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Hovley now playing center field. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson catches it and throws to second with Cardenas covering, to double up Rudy. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese bunts towards the mound. Dobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dobson. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew scores. Reese moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-2 in the game. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to home to get Reese. Holt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew pinch hits for Jim Cott. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Oliva steals third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Reese reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 5-2, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Holt hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Tyskinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyskinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Tyskinski, and Reese drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.